Did your dad tell you that?
No, I heard that at the Send.
Did you know that? Really? Welcome to episode 43. We have some big announcements to...
Do we?
Yeah.
What's happening?
We'll get there.
Oh, by the way, I had a run-in with a guy from the Send today.
Which one?
Oh, the main guy.
Taylor.
No.
Andy.
Yeah.
He was at the gym?
Yeah. I was getting stretched and I apologized to him.
Okay, we have to say what happened.
Okay, so
Francis got kicked out of the Send last
Francis
night.
So Francis went to the Send. I don't know what Francis does.
Like the Gen Z.
I kind of prefer to not know what Francis does.
Right.
Right? Because he just goes out, creates content. That's what we want him to do. I'd rather rein him back than have to beat the horse.
You can
right?
take all the credit.
Exactly.
And none of the responsibility.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So long story short, he goes to this it wasn't the Send, it was like a pre-Send.
Yeah.
Yeah, pre-rally.
Gen Z night.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly. So then
we're doing Gen Z.
So then
that's a meme.
so he's out there talking to all these Gen Zs and he's like, the questions were pretty funny.
And then this.
Then he gets kicked out.
He asked. He asked, and Fran gave him an answer.
Yeah, I didn't like the answer though.
It was rude.
Yeah, I felt like, dude, if a guy's asking you to kick out at the Send, at least ask him to send you out with a blessing. Do you know what I mean?
True.
Like, do something funny.
True.
You know what I mean?
Like, it was a little rude.
Yeah, it was a little rude. I don't like that.
So you apologized to Andy at the gym?
I apologize. I saw Andy. I had never met him before, and I just said, "Hey, dude, just so you know, I didn't like the lip." I'm sure Fran was just feeling awkward and just said whatever.
Yeah, and he didn't know who he was.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't know who he was. So I apologized to Andy.
What did he
say? He's like, "Oh, dude, I appreciate that." Yeah, he's like, "It's all good." Well, anyways, we had a good chat. Is that funny?
Okay,
thanks.
You
Francis.
Don't know this as well. They revoked our booth.
They revoked our booth. That's right. We were going to have a booth and they're like, and the reason was because we make fun of them too much.
But there's mixed messages going on because they love it. Some of their team loves that they're getting memed.
Right.
So it's kind of confusion.
Yeah.
We love the Send.
Yeah.
Be said.
It is true. We do love the Send.
We love the guys at the Send. We love the guys that run
it. They're actually great guys.
Yes.
Yeah, they are. It's a good event. You just sometimes they just make it too easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's low hanging fruit.
You're making it too easy.
So you make it too easy. Dude, I went to every Acquire the Fire that was known to mankind.
And you didn't deconstruct.
No, and I didn't deconstruct. Exactly.
It can happen.
I don't think that kids that go to the Send would necessarily deconstruct. You know what I mean? It's the kids that didn't go to the Send that are obviously deconstructing.
Yeah, they're hungry.
It's true.
Yeah. All right. So
so you saw him at the gym.
Yeah, saw him at the gym.
So Danny Boy was at the gym this morning as well.
Yeah.
And he met a new friend.
Did he?
Yeah.
Who?
He's in the steam room on his foot.
Stop.
Worms.
Stop.
Yep.
In the steam room?
Yep. And I don't know if you've heard about this.
He got worms on his foot. What?
There are poop worms in Lifetime because people are waffle stomping.
There's people, obviously not from this country, who are crapping in the shower.
Canadians, us.
Yes, exactly. These other Canadians are waffle stomping. They're trying to shove their crap down the drain holes, and worms.
And
are coming
I saw up. 50 worms 2 weeks ago.
Are you serious?
Yep, dude, in the shower. Serious. How big are
wait,
these?
Wait,
they're
so
tiny.
So.
Little maggot type little.
So what do they do? They went in his feet?
No, so he was in the thing and he looked down on his foot and his black
poop
worm was crawling on him. So our days are numbered there.
Well, we were talking about this. They have what? They have 6,000 members?
6,500, yeah.
60, that's too much. Yep. It's insane. Place is overrun.
Too much poop in the drains.
That is the dirtiest Lifetime.
You know what's funny is when
I've ever been to.
In the year 2000, I worked at a Lifetime Fitness in Michigan. The year 2000.
What did you do?
I was...
Did you clean poop worms?
No, it was... I worked at the towel desk. And I know how it all works at Lifetime. And they're supposed to be cleaning the showers once every hour. You're supposed to go in there with bleach, throw it down, clean it, and you check it off at a checklist.
So in Austin, that's what they do. In Austin, they clean once an hour.
In Florida, it was clean too.
Yeah.
I think
they have three people on the towel desk, okay, like running back and forth, they used to. And there was one person who was the runner, one person on the towel desk, and one person who's doing stations, and they rotate. And the person who's the runner has to check off that they cleaned the showers, filled the eucalyptus back up. And if that's not getting done, those are the things that happen.
They're overrun.
Yeah.
It's nasty. Okay.
That's gross.
We have our first announcement is that this is officially the last public Theosophy Memes podcast.
Oh, that's right.
We are going behind the platform.
The curtain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to subscribe to Theosophy to get Theosophy Memes podcast now.
So does that mean after this episode, I can say
yes, it does.
Actually, you know what?
Yeah. You can say poop hole.
Poop hole.
Bum head.
Yep.
It, poopy boy.
Don't bleep those, Sammy.
You could say those.
Any of those.
Behind the paywall. So what's the paywall?
Fudge nugget.
Wait, so this podcast is behind the paywall or will be? This one is.
It's going. No, not this one. This is the last free public.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have said those things.
Basically, we're hooking them. So that they can, the reason why we're doing this is twofold. Number one, we can't say a lot of stuff because YouTube pulls us down.
Yeah.
That's kind of the main reason.
Yeah.
Like there's literally like things that we want to talk about. We literally can't talk about.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two.
We love our Theosophy community.
We love our Theosophy community.
They need the goods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They deserve the goods.
So I'm not working for the man. I'm not making YouTube rich. I mean, it's not like I am anyways, but.
True.
You know.
True. So that's our announcement. So thank you for subscribing to
the Theosophy. I hope you enjoyed all 43 free episodes.
Yep. This is the last one. And all of the confusion. We've been two podcasts already in 43 episodes.
Yep.
Two different identities. Okay. Next announcement is Theos Conference UK.
Ooh.
That's in June. You can register now.
June 24th to the 26th. It's in Norwich, UK. If you're wondering how to get there, fly into London, take a train to Norwich. It's an hour and a half train ride from London.
That's what we're doing.
Liverpool station. You want to get there cheap? Cool. Find a hub like JFK, LAX.
Atlanta, maybe?
Dallas. Yeah, Charlotte. And then look at returns from those hubs. Go to orbits. Look at returns. And then just get yourself to that hub. That's the cheapest way to do it. You can find cheap flights return with a ton of European airlines at a JFK. Just a thought.
And just a little tease of what's going down.
Yeah, so we did a thing about the wrong answers for the topics that we're going to be having.
Yes. What were some of the wrong answers?
Did you book your ticket to New York yet?
No.
You should probably do that.
In March? You're talking about in March?
No, it's the end of February.
Day one.
What date in the end of February?
I don't know.
Day one is Bilbo's 111th birthday.
Oh yeah,
and it's gonna be really fun.
Yeah. I like that.
It's the Monday. Yep.
And it's like it's sort of like we're coming together, and it's a little lighthearted.
No, that's not day one.
Yeah, we had to move it around to be chronological.
Okay.
Day two.
Yeah.
Is Helm's Deep.
Yes, it is.
And it's we're going like academic balls to the wall.
Hardcore. Yeah.
And then the day three is the Free Peoples of Middle Earth.
Nice.
And that's the topics. That's a youth day.
Gen Z day.
Yeah, Gen Z.
Gen Z day.
We love Gen Z.
Elijah Lamb.
There's going to be Gen Z.
What's the, Sarah what are Bosch. The topics?
Okay, yeah, the topics. We can't say these on YouTube.
Yeah,
but
exactly. Just say some of them. Just believe us that.
There's some great sessions. Just go to theosleader.com.
Yeah, go on the website. They're right there.
www.theosleader.com.
Oh, and we should say, this is not just for pastors. This is, don't be confused.
Christian thinkers. People
who want to go deeper in theology.
Yeah, this is for pastors and women.
Yep.
Thanks, Gabe. Oh, and then the last thing we must talk about is the after party castle, which is booked.
Is that actual footage of the castle?
Yes.
My God.
Yeah, it's going to be wild.
My God.
So it's going to be really fun. So you can get after party access by getting a global apostolic ticket.
Will there be Guinness?
There must be.
I mean, there's going to be lots of
the Green Dragon.
Will there be shepherd's pie?
Hopefully
great
not.
Great idea.
No.
What?
I don't like it.
There's a really good fish and chips place.
That's good.
That North?
That we went to. Yeah. Remember the fish and chips place that we went to in the Lake District?
Yes.
It's just as good as that.
Were we there together? No, that was
no.
The
I
game.
Didn't. I went to Windermere. We went to Windermere.
Yeah, you and I did.
Didn't get fish and chips.
Norwich is
really
no.
Oh, it was closed.
It was closed.
That's a sin.
That's right.
Yeah, it was big bummer.
You know, the fact that I like so what I like that is in Norwich is the fact that it gets you to see UK outside of London. Because some people's experience.
Oh, Norwich is beautiful.
The UK. I've never been.
It's
just
seeing
London.
Norwich is just it's just stunning.
Stunning.
I'm gonna go to the ocean. At some point.
Are you?
I'd like to.
It's gonna be freezing cold.
I'm not going to go in it, but I'm going to go see it.
You almost said not during summer. And I'm like, no, yes, during summer. It's like the Oregon coast. It's awful right, at all
it's
times.
Close. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I would
just get down to the Mediterraneans.
I would rather go back to the UK than back to the Mediterranean.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? Where would you go, by the way, in the UK?
I think I would go to the Cotswolds.
Yeah.
Haven't been there.
And I think I'd go north. I think I'd spend a lot of time
Edinburgh?
Like, yeah, Scotland, Highlands, Lake District.
Yes, Lake District. Lake District is so special.
I probably wouldn't go back to the Lake District because I haven't done a lot of the coast. I haven't done Ireland.
Yeah.
Ireland's...
I don't have a lot of desire to go to Ireland. I'd rather spend time in Scotland.
I'll be honest with you. When you go to Scotland or in the north, like the Lake District, and then you go to Ireland, you're kind of like, eh. Like, Ireland's not as good.
I just want to see, like, Lagavulin.
Well, sure. That's all Scotland, though.
Is that Scotland?
Yeah,
that
Scotch is all Scotland. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Jameson and the Guinness Factory.
Yeah.
And I think Ireland. Yeah, and that's in Dublin. In the Republic of Ireland.
Yeah. I'd go north with you.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The north of England is just sick. I mean, York is so cool. Oh, we went to York, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, we went to York as well.
I'd rather take a trip. I'm learning this about myself. I would rather take a trip somewhere where I have to wear a light jacket than where I'm in sweltering heat.
Fair.
I'm not with you there.
Well, it depends on if you're in sweltering heat, you got to be at a beach.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
If you guys can hear that background noise, that's Austin and Gabe doing a podcast.
They're literally shouting at the top of their lungs.
Sexy right. Theology.
Incredible. I'm just like listening. I'm like, oh, that actually sounds pretty good.
So anyways, that's our announcement for conference. So that's your invite.
Good.
And if you're a Theosem student, you get 3 credits for attending.
Oh my gosh.
That's the biggest thing.
Thank you.
Okay. So let me explain how ridiculous this is. Okay. 3 credits... is A, it's actually a lot of, on average for like a, for a Bible college, because I think most Bible colleges are like $200 a credit.
$200 a credit. Most Bible colleges are $1,200 a credit.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember when we were kind of doing some research, there was like
probably more
Christian
now.
Ones were like averaging at $500 a credit or something.
No.
Like
when I went and did my master's degree. $1,200 a credit.
Oh yeah, masters, absolutely. So we're literally offering.
If you're talking about bachelors, you're probably nowadays up to $500.
Yeah. Okay. So long story short, just in the credits alone, that's the price of your flight and your hotel. You know what I mean? So
and like, it's an experience.
Correct.
It's an
experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out of the classroom.
Yeah, totally. And then the ticket's only $150, I think, to go to Thingo.
Conference. Yeah.
So long story short, and you are
which also. We're going to give us a wicked discount to Theos Seminary students that want VIP tickets.
And the idea
I'm just going to call that.
And the idea behind the fact is that Theos Seminary is an online school, but we give students opportunities. We create moments for students to meet.
Oh,
yeah. Have classmates. And so what better place than Norwich, England for a conference?
Very true.
You can meet your students.
This is like our first
coming with online
house gathering.
Yeah, it's really, it's more than
person.
They have to see it as more than a conference.
Yeah,
it's what it is.
This is your school.
This is
your people's. Which this would be a good time to talk about Theos Seminary. And did you guys see the rejection or why people have left Theos U from Joel today?
No, oh, I saw the one.
Okay, let's read these.
Okay,
hold on. Where are they? Okay, so Joel is doing like exit surveys for Theos U.
Brilliant.
Hi. I noticed you dropped your Theos U subscription. In an effort to make it better for others, could you let me quickly let me know what made you leave? And he answers, your dean informed me that people who don't affirm the doctrine Trinity are not welcome in the seminary, so I'm going to look for learning opportunities elsewhere.
It's fair.
It's fair.
Yeah, if you're not
true.
Yeah, if you're not a Christian,
Trinitarian schools
don't come to our school.
Trinitarian schools aren't going to let you in not believing in the doctrine of the Trinity. This isn't us. This isn't only an exclusive Theos Seminary
That's
rule
true.
Here.
That's true. This is a good one. Hi, I'm Joel. I noticed you dropped your Thaisu subscription this past month in an effort to make Thaisu better for others. Could you quickly let me know what made you leave? It was your teaching on the rapture.
Really? Are you serious?
Dude, can we send her this shirt?
Yes.
That's actually what it says?
Let's send
that shirt. My God.
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Looks like I'm costing the organization members here.
So you taught the rapture one, right?
I've recently learned that men will arrive in heaven a half hour before women and children.
Because there's silence in heaven and space after I've heard this joke.
Why?
It's Revelation 8:1.
Because there's what?
Silence in heaven a half hour.
Yeah. It says when the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven for about half an hour.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
Did your dad tell you that?
Yep. No, I heard that at the send.
Did you know that? Really? No. Did you know that Baptists are going to be in heaven first?
Why?
Because the dead in Christ shall rise first.
That's good. I like that. That's good.
Did you guys see John Crist's video today that went out?
No.
No.
It's him in Brentwood, and he's saying, man, we just really believe that we need to plant a church here in our city, and we just want to be in the ground here. And in the background, there's three churches. Like, literally us.
It's literally Holy Saints.
Yeah.
And the 10 other church plants. There's like 10 church plants in Franklin right now.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. And they're all good churches too.
Yeah.
Like they're all of them are like great. I'd go to any of these churches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're good churches.
It's hilarious.
Great leaders.
And we're fighting for all that Sunday morning. We're
fighting for them.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all just fighting each other.
We lost our Sunday morning venue that we were going to have.
Shoot.
They gave it to another church.
Did they really?
Yes, another church plant.
I love that.
God.
They outbid or something? Like, what's the criterion?
They wanted to do a long term agreement.
Smart.
2 years.
Good for them.
And the guy was like, you guys, you know, would probably only be here for 6 months, which is probably true. So we're working on that.
Speaking of which, the seminary, an event that we're working to do in Franklin in October is a live student union hall where we have our students come in and we set it up like the Oxford Student Union. Mm-hmm. And we have papers and it's black tie event.
Ooh.
I can't wait.
When's this?
In October, fall.
Where is it?
Here.
We're looking for a venue to make it look very regal and Oxfordish.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. And so the students can come to Franklin. It'll be on a Thursday night. It'll be in the evening. Gentlemen and ladies, welcome. Black tie event. And they're going to present papers in the spirit of academia. And it's going to teach them how to be in an academic setting and present papers where you disagree in a way that fosters the learning process.
Cool. Is it going to be for seminary and faculty only?
I need to get those dates. What is it, October 1?
Oh, we're working on a venue. It'll be in late October.
Late October? Okay, great.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Come to South Africa with me in October.
Well, I'll be there. But yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll work around all that, but it's going to be dope.
If you don't come to South Africa with me in October...
What are we going to do on the 19-hour flight across the ocean?
Oh, God.
And if you don't come, I'm going to have to bring Elijah.
Splatter pig.
We'll do the, you can bring Chutes and Ladders on the plane. Play it. Something like that.
Yeah, it's a 19-hour flight from Atlanta.
That's like one of the longest flights
I did
ever,
I did that flight and I watched 5 movies and just couldn't do movies anymore.
I'm thinking maybe we should break it up. Like maybe we should go somewhere and then...
Like Dakar, Senegal? West Africa?
No.
Uganda?
Istanbul or something.
Yeah. Istanbul is a city on 2 continents.
Huh? What? Do you guys need hair?
I could use a little hair.
Go to Turkey?
Yeah, just go to Istanbul, get hair and new teeth.
No, we should do that on the way back.
My hair's thinning, man.
Same.
I can see it now.
It's parting of getting old. My hair's thinning.
You're never going to lose a damn hair on your head.
Yeah, I don't think my hair's ever going to thin. Yeah.
So
would you, you know how people give away kidneys? Would you give away some of your hair?
Yeah, you can take my follicles. We'll both go in, fly me to Istanbul and you can take my follicles.
Do people actually do that?
Donate follicles?
You'd have your own, don't
you? Could technically do it, right? Cause they take your own, like they take your follicles from someone. So I guess they could probably take it from somewhere.
You have 8,000 donor hairs on the back here and then that's it.
You could just have a spattering of beautiful brown hair just right there.
Speaking of hair transplants, LeBron, he gets his hair transplant done. Have you seen that?
No.
And like it's like perfectly looks like a putting green. Like there's all these memes about like right on the top of his hair. But Barstool did a really funny t-shirt of LeBron James and it shows him dressed up like Emperor Mao. Have you seen this?
No.
It just shows him in an Emperor Mao outfit and it's just LeBron James with his picture and he's smiling and he's dressed up like a Chinese communist soldier. And that's the shirt.
Right.
And so Fran's buying it. He's going to wear it in downtown Franklin do interviews.
Right.
Love it.
Under a sports coat.
Everett, have you, I've missed, something I've missed in my life is when you show us cringy content. Do you got any?
I probably have some. I'll have to.
We should do a Theos U trip to Istanbul. And it's just like 50 guys
gnarly.
who want to get like hair transplants. It'd be the funniest thing ever. Oh. We all come back just like in pain. Like, have you ever seen a dude who's gotten transplants before?
Yeah.
I had a buddy of mine.
I have a friend.
Yeah. I had a buddy. We all have. I mean, I have friends that are like in their late 20s, early 30s getting them. I'm like, gosh, I'm glad I didn't have to get it that early.
How long do they last? Like, does it?
The whole life.
See, they said that about LASIK and that didn't pan out for me, did it?
Remember this, guys?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Everett?
No, this is just on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
So that mountain?
That's mountain.
I had a friend do it, and his eyes were black. His whole head was swollen. He looked like an alien.
Really?
Because of the, might not the hair transplant?
Gone to the right place.
No, dude, he went to the right. His transplants are amazing.
It was just like the healing process was a little whack.
But it's not just that. Like, it's literally they're needling you, and so your head literally swells up like a balloon.
Oof.
For some people.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. It's crazy, dude. Yeah, he looked so bad. And he got it done, and then he jumped on a flight and, like, came back from where he got it done.
I have a question about hair I actually thought of this week.
Yeah.
I was on a plane. The guy in front of me had the cul-de-sac. You know what I mean? Where he's bald on top.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hair on the sides. If you had the choice of
It's called a tonsil? Tonsor? Tonsor.
What's that?
It's like the monk cut, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. A tonsor. Yeah. We used to call it a cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Sure.
So if it's between a cul-de-sac or bald, what do you do?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know, dude.
I'm going bald.
Yeah. I'd say I feel like there's a lot of guys out there that just need to let it go.
Yeah. You're holding on.
Oh, like, because it's like the comb over a lot of times.
No. This guy was straight bald on top and just hair on the side.
Yeah. I just let it go, dude.
Like this?
Yeah.
Just put tonsor.
Is that what it's called?
No, yeah. Tonsor. Put an old man cul-de-sac, like hair. Or whatever. Side
I'd
hair.
Say get rid of
just
it.
Just hair on the side. Nothing on top. I mean, wax bald.
Like I would, shiny if, bald. If I had the cul-de-sac, I would just get the hair transplants.
But I think at that point, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, because there's too much missing.
Nah, dude. You they're like.
Really?
Dude, people go to.
But if the option
people,
was just.
That's why people go to Istanbul. You go to Istanbul and you freaking come back with like the putting green. In America, you can only do, I think. 2,000 grafts per session.
Wow.
You have 8,000 hairs.
They'll just mess you up in Turkey.
In Turkey, they'll do 7,000 in one day.
In one day.
The only thing is, if you get an infection, you're done. Like in Turkey, if something goes wrong, and I'm a little paranoid because I had a LASIK go wrong, and I just can't see it on my left eye. So I'm not like, I'm a little bit timid, but if like you're over there and something goes wrong,
yeah, what do you do?
What do you do?
Yeah, but that's why you go to like go to a top clinic, and the top clinic is still only $2,000.
It's $2,000.
Yes, for the top.
And it's like 10
clinic.
Here in America.
No, it's like 20,000.
Oh, a friend recently got for 10, I think.
Yeah, but like he only got 1,700 grafts.
Gotcha.
Mm.
Yeah, wow. So you go over there, and they'll do like what you actually need. Like people who are actually bald need to go there. Because they'll have to go multiple times here.
Yeah.
And it'll end up costing them $60,000, right? Whereas, like, if you go to Istanbul, you go there once, and you never have to get it done again.
Chris.
Can you imagine if you got your teeth done, and you got your hair done?
I have a friend who went to Dominican and got a surgery. I think it was one of the cosmetic surgeries and died.
I was thinking really? About God. Doing teeth and... And stuff in near Yuma across the border. Yeah, when we were living in the desert, I was going to start going to Mexico.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I feel like those Turkish veneers look like pretty bad.
I've never seen them.
Swash Love Island.
They look good. That's why they look bad.
They're too good.
They're too good.
They're too good.
Like, you can, like, somebody that went to Turkey to get veneers, like, you can spot them immediately.
Yeah, because their teeth are perfectly white and huge.
And, like, perfectly shaped. There's, like, and there's, like, no space in between them either. Yeah. Like, I don't think they can floss.
I have two friends that got veneers, and they're both guys, like, in their early 40s. And they got veneers of their real teeth. So, like,
oh, that's smart.
Yeah. So, where they had, like, a little bit of, like, you know, weird
staining or whatever.
Not stain. No. So their veneer, it was perfectly white. Like, just but where their teeth was, like, a little bit, like, crowded or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like maybe they had, like, a canine that was kind of up or whatever. That's what they got.
So it doesn't look perfect, but it looks natural.
It looks good. Perfect. Yeah. Mm. But they just looked, they're so white. It's crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yo, this, I want to tell everybody something. I will say it because church will be over by the time this episode comes out, I hope. But dude, do you know who's leading worship for us on Sunday?
I think you guys put on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh,
I did.
Oh yeah, Nathan.
Yeah, Martin Smith. That's sick.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's so dope.
I'm not going to be there, sadly.
Would you be neither for, is Chris. That's... Neither is Gabe.
Would you be for or against Sandy Patty leading worship? I always say
four.
I'd be for it.
Four. Sandy Patty?
Yeah.
She can do no wrong.
Doesn't she live in Franklin? No.
Does she?
I don't know. Probably. It's Sandy Patty. It's Franklin.
It's Sandy Patty. Yeah. Who did you hang out with this week, Chris, here in Franklin?
Francis?
No, Gary.
Oh, Dr. Brashears.
Dr. Brashears. Yeah, how did that go?
Expecting a visitor.
Oh, it's the no.
Tell us about Jerry Brashears.
Dr. Brashears is a 45-year-old vet. Well, he's 77, I think, but he's been teaching for 45 years in academic. He started off a year and a half at Biola, and Biola is a phenomenal institution. When you have the New Atheists came to debate Christians, they had the debate at Biola because William Lane Craig teaches there. Well, it just shows you the kind of caliber Dr. Brashears is, because he was on the staff there. Clinton Arnold is the current president, or he was last I checked. He's got a huge publishing record, editor of numerous commentary series. And that's where Dr. Brashears started. And then he tells a story, but he ended up at Western Seminary, which is in Oregon, premier evangelical seminary there, which is funny because I know one of my friends was his TA. Just a great caliber guy, and has a specialty in Paul. So he did a course for us for TheosU. So all TheosU subscribers and premium subscribers will have access to his course on grace. Which is helpful, because some of the questions we've had asked by students is, how do we deal with grace? Yeah. At what point at what point does grace start to become, as they quote, sloppy? Can grace, how does it work with the law?
Is he Reformed?
He is Reformed, but he's probably unreliable Reformed, because he has some convictions more or less that may...
He has Anabaptist leanings.
Yeah.
What was his proximity to, like, everything else that was happening in Portland through all those years?
You're talking about with
like even just like movements like no like MFI and stuff like that. Did they mix?
No,
okay.
But I will say this about Dr. Brashears. He's very, very intentional and concerned about ecumenism in the body of Christ. He is a member of ETS, Evangelical Theological Society, and he's trying to draw lines with that, and SPS, Society of Pentecostal Studies. He's trying to be very intentional about it. And be a bridge that goes between that. So he's really good. So if you're Pentecostal, evangelical, or anything in between,
tune in.
I love his teachings. And there is a rumor that he may be coming back to do another one on something we will announce when he does.
Cool beans.
You will like it.
Gabe and you and him did a town hall.
Grace and Law.
And he was pushing Gabe on some stuff.
Sounds good.
Sounds juicy.
I think that was a really good town hall. It was good. It was a very good conversation. Robust. He's just a sharpshooter, man. You like guys who are efficient, just shoot right for the kill shot. It's probably a bad illustration.
What is the Super Bowl? Is it this Sunday or next Sunday?
Next.
Are we home?
Yeah.
Is everybody home?
I'm home. What are you guys doing?
I think I'm home.
Weeping and wailing. Yeah, weeping and wailing, owing to the fact that the Lions didn't
get it. The Lions, that sucks, man.
Yeah, they really shit the bed.
They did, but you know something? Dan Campbell just got coach of the year from the NFL today. It was announced. and the GM got GM of the Year. And so
you got to like Dan Campbell. That was maybe some of the worst clock management I've ever seen in my life.
Well, he shouldn't have gone for it. He shouldn't have kept going for it on fourth. I said it'd eventually catch up to them, and it did. He shouldn't have gone for it in third quarter on fourth when they're up 17.
Did you guys see this video?
Right.
Why didn't he hit Mahomes?
Exactly.
Well, I think Dr. Fran was alluding to that on the street the other day when he was asking people,
is it rigged?
Is it rigged?
Is Taylor Swift going to get proposed to by Travis Kelce on Sunday? That's the rumor going around.
She's like, I read something, she's brought like $330 million into the NFL.
I don't know how that's even traceable, but sure.
My daughter watched an hour of football with me because she wanted to see Taylor Swift.
Well, the Travis Kelce's jersey is selling like crazy. Apparel selling. Kansas City Chiefs stuff is all going off.
The type of person who would wear a Travis Kelce jersey, though, you know, it's like who? Like, if I saw somebody with a Travis Kelce jersey, I would absolutely tear them to shreds.
Today?
Yeah.
I would tear them to shreds.
Yeah.
He was, but back in the day,
I'd ask them when they bought it.
4 years ago, he's on my fantasy team. And he was cool. Like, he was one of the main, there's not a lot of good tight ends you draft. You know this ever.
Mr. and
fantasy.
Mrs. Pfizer.
There's not a lot of good tight ends in the league that you want to put up fantasy numbers, but he's one of them.
Yeah.
And getting him for third round of the draft.
So you have a Travis Kelce.
I think the bottom line is
I was a fan of his until this.
I think the Chiefs are a good team. You can't say that they're not because they actually are.
Yeah, and Mahomes is good.
Mahomes is, I mean, dude, yeah, him and Josh Allen.
I'd love to hate him.
They threw up the same numbers, you know, like.
Yeah, Mahomes is but Kansas City's a playoff team. They've been there so many times. Like, people in the playoffs, like Lamar Jackson, he folded.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't. Some people get nervous in the playoffs. Some people, they shine in the playoffs because the pressure does different things to different people. And the element that Kansas City is made out of, they shine in the playoffs. That's why they're there. They're so showing that they're champs.
Who are you rooting for then?
Not Kansas City.
Same. Yeah. I mean, exactly. I want them to lose so bad.
Anybody but Kansas City.
I want to see San Francisco do it because I want at least the team that beat us to at least be a Super Bowl winner. Yeah.
I feel like you got to feel a little bit for Pat Mahomes because he's unlikable himself, but then you bring his wife and his brother into the mix, and it's just like
detestable,
disgusting.
He has been in four, it's very difficult to get an AFC championship, and this is his fifth.
It's crazy,
that's insane.
Yeah, he's great,
and he's only in
great.
He's in the beginning of his career.
Oh, and Usher's doing the halftime show.
I love Usher.
Oh, I love Usher.
That'll be a good show.
Yeah, it's actually gonna be
amazing. All I want to see is Climax. One of the best R&B songs ever.
So true.
Ever.
Yeah, that is
I think it's better than everything else he did.
Now, do you hate
I think that's his best song, yeah.
I think, Nate, you're actually going to... You teach at ACU on the 12th.
Oh, my gosh. They're not canceling school for that? Kidding.
We could always make the request.
You know the Super Bowl's in Vegas, eh?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, oh, God.
No, I'll just catch a late flight. Because the Super Bowl is at, 5 o'clock?
Are you going to watch Waste Management?
You'd have to catch it. I think you might catch an early one on Monday. No?
No, I'll just catch a 9 p.m. or direct.
Yeah.
So I can at least catch most of it. Yeah.
Have you guys seen all stuff about Rory reneging on everything he said about Liv?
No.
Yeah.
What a pansy.
He's another very unlikable dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just been like, he's since the beginning.
What did he say about Liv?
Since the beginning, he's been like bad talking every player that like goes to Liv, and he's like, "You guys are just doing it for the money. You're not doing it for the sport." It's like, okay, easy for Rory to say, like making hundreds of millions of dollars,
right?
And
not winning,
not winning majors like he's supposed to. Yeah. Not even in the hunt for majors like he's supposed to. And recently, he's just been like, I get it. It's okay, guys. I see why you would do it. I'm like,
is he going to live now?
Well, he's probably like, he's one of like the commissioners or something of the PGA. So I'm like, they're probably working on a deal.
What happened to Liv and PGA murder?
They did.
Well, I don't know. I think they did.
Yes.
But now he's saying that like Liv players should be allowed on tour events and everything. And it's just like, dude, you are spineless. Like, yeah. It makes him look so much worse because I think, like, you just know that there's, like, a deal going down that he's trying to make happen to get a lot of money. And he's changing his tune.
Yeah, he is more a successful dude.
So...
Also, Tiger cut his Nike deal. Don't know if you guys saw that.
That's wild.
Well, and you know, TaylorMade just filed patents on Sunday Red.
Sunday Red. What's and the Sunday branding Red? Looks sick.
It's Tiger it's, wears Sunday Red on Sundays.
Does he really?
That's like his thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's genius.
Yeah.
So they're doing a whole line.
Sunday Red, which is way cooler.
Oh my gosh. I have the best news to tell you.
What's that?
Dennis Lupin is moving to Nashville.
Are you serious?
Is he really? Yeah,
I love Dennis Lupin, dude.
When's he moving?
In the next year.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That's sick.
I know.
That
dude.
Is sick.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite people.
Yeah, all roads lead to Nashville.
Oh, that's so freaking.
That is true.
So it seems.
Someone else told me yesterday that they would move to Nashville. I can't say their name.
I know. I just heard about. Yeah, same. I just heard about
a
couple that are coming to Nashville as well. But I was just reminiscing. I'll say this. When you move to Nashville, it's like there's so many people and there's good food and stuff. It's great. But nothing will ever beat living in the desert.
No. I'm with you.
I think you disagree. No, I don't think he'd disagree. Not right now.
Are you coming around?
No, like I do not regret this move. And I would rather live here than the desert. But I have been reminiscing on times in the desert, and it was pretty sweet.
I agree.
I regret it massively.
No.
Yeah. I wish I was in the desert right now.
So are you going to move back?
Nope. No, I'm not going to move back.
You're just going to live with that regret.
Yes.
Wow. I don't regret it, but I think the desert is better. But this is a utility living here.
Yeah, regret is strong.
Yeah, because I do not regret moving here.
I didn't want to leave the desert.
Neither did I.
I didn't have friends. I went,
my wife was screaming.
My wife was dying there.
Can we just make an agreement?
Yeah.
That we prioritize a collaborative funding of getting a house in the desert at some point in the next decade.
Oh, I'll buy one now.
Like I want a reason and a way to go there.
Yeah.
The problem is if I have to figure out taxes. If I buy a house in California,
yeah.
What does that do?
As long as it's not your primary residence.
It's not. It would not be my primary residence.
And if you don't spend 6 months there. Yeah.
Well, there you go. You get killed on property taxes. I don't know if there's a way around that.
I will say today is the day that I realized I haven't sat in the sun for a month and it's killing me.
Yeah.
I am dying.
Well, we went down to Miami this past weekend and it was really good. I desperately needed it. I laid out every day and I don't think I'm any darker, but I didn't put any sunscreen on either. And I was in the sun every day for like an hour, hour and a half. I mean, the sun's not really powerful right now.
No.
But it was just nice, you know?
I need it bad.
It's nice, but it's like it's way too easy not to do anything in the desert.
So true.
Right.
Yeah, because the heat is a little bit defeating.
Yeah, you can be a bump on a log there.
Yeah, and it's either feels like the two options are like you either stay inside and don't do anything, or you just go in the pool and you start day drinking, which also isn't doing anything. Or you go golfing, which isn't doing anything.
And Everett, did you use the pool at Karen's house, though?
Did you even go in that once?
No, I never. I mean, I only lived there for like 2 months, and I got stuck in Canada.
That is true.
And then by the time I came back, that place was no longer viable. But I did get that pool up to 110 degrees.
I never forget.
Went in, but I.
I remember. I was laying in bed, and I can see the pool from my room. And your brother Jacob was there, and he walked outside to go swimming. He put his foot in it, and like he pulled it out real quick. I'm like, "What's going on with the pool?" Come to find out, Everett got it up to like 100.
It was steaming. It was steaming in the desert. It was definitely mostly my fault, but also I talked to the pool guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, "I'm going out of town. You gotta turn the heater off."
Yeah.
And they didn't turn the heater off. So it just kept heating the pool until the whole thing was a hot tub.
Dude,
I miss.
We did that at Alcida when people would come over for Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I think you were there.
Alcina was a whip. Alcina, and then do you remember Eastwood? That house was sick.
Yeah, it was.
Eastwood?
Yeah. HQ. Which,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Clubhouse was dope.
No, that house was not sick.
That
house was not sick. There were things about it that were sick, but
the pool was dope.
The pool was dope.
Once we got that clean and going, the yard was sick. And what I love,
I mean, you and I lived there, and Chris, like, the house was not in like good shape.
Really?
No. The house was
we were in Canada that summer, but it was
Brian, your house was the best house, I think.
I think the Alcida house was the best house.
But bad location.
Bad location.
Man. Yeah,
yeah. We all had pools though.
I think Karen's house was chill.
I liked Karen's house, but that was not my vibe. I loved our house.
Yeah.
I loved Karen's house.
But I loved Brian's house on Sundays.
Yes.
Yep. Well, you know what I miss about
Bud Light Lime.
Bud Light Lime and In-N-Out, baby.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I miss about Palm Desert is how they make every backyard so private.
Yeah. Yeah.
That drives me nuts about Nashville.
Yeah.
True. People are in your yard.
There's no privacy.
No,
it's
privacy.
Like very suburbia here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have a fence either.
No. And if you put up a fence, you sort of get this reputation. It's like
Brian had the couch outside on his patio with the TV.
So good.
Oh yeah.
In the hot tub.
Should we move back?
And then Georgie. Yes, we should. And then it's the best. The girls going into the pool every day.
Georgie almost died twice.
Yep.
I don't miss the dust.
Oh yeah.
The sand.
Dust and the sand.
We got it. That was the thing about that house that we lived in, is it was right by the interstate on the other side of the interstate. Yeah. It's literally like
10.
It's freaking Death Valley over there.
Who was on a flight with me that we had to get
rerouted?
That happened to us once.
When was we went
that
to LA. You?
Yeah. Well, I think we were home. Yeah. We went to LA and there was sandstorm and we drove home.
Yes.
But that had happened like three times in a row.
Yeah.
Kept happening.
I got rerouted three times, twice to Ontario and once to LA. And it kind of ruined me for landing.
Yeah.
Now I check the wind everywhere I go.
Yeah.
I just got, yeah. Oh my God.
I don't care. You know what? I don't care how many times I've flown in my life. I always get nervous on the landing.
Same.
Because when it's just, do you think about how precision that has to be?
It's the wind.
The wind and all that, but I always
Salt Lake City was also pretty bad. Oh, and so you true. Always, flying out of Palm Springs, you always have to connect through Salt Lake. Yep. And it gets bad over there.
I was on Alaskan Airlines this couple of days ago, and I was concerned because the door blew off on one of them.
Just don't know who's they're giving people $1,000.
Did they really?
They gave everybody $1,000 just to say sorry?
Yeah, that's it. And someone died.
No. Did somebody die?
Yeah, one person got sucked out and died.
No.
Really?
No. Nobody died.
No, that's on Southwest.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody died.
They got sucked out the window.
That was a Southwest flight.
We know. Oh, the Southwest one? We know a girl that was on that flight.
Yeah, people that go to our church were on the flight.
My God.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
Is that funny?
Oh, God.
You know what's crazy? You know who all was on that flight? That whole flight.
The Epstein list?
No, that whole flight was all Washington Husky fans going to Houston for the college national championship.
Is that
the
right?
Whole flight. Yeah. It was Seattle to Houston, that flight.
The Alaska?
Yeah.
So what are you inferring?
That's why Washington lost. It's because they didn't have their fans they had in their head. Their fans almost died.
That's true. Whoa. True. That explains their lack of performance.
Well, I got a bone to pick. My Beyond de Pionk.
We'll land this plane and pick some bones.
Yeah. So basically my Beyond de Pionk, it's a tired one, but it is
I've got
shocking.
A new one.
It is shocking how many women look at their phone and text with their head in their lap in Franklin. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's why I won't ride a motorcycle, because they're not looking.
Like, while driving.
Yeah. If you start seeing it, dude, it's crazy. I saw a mom with a van. She was driving a van. I saw like a mom yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
Literally like this. So it's like if I'm texting, I go like this, yeah. Pop, 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 and I'm like, I'm not texting and driving. I'll call somebody. Whatever. I don't text.
Yeah.
That's stupid. This, it's like this. Two hands. Dude.
And moving.
Dude, you got to start honking. It freaks them out.
I do it.
People freaks them out.
Here, don't they?
Yeah.
You know who was texting and walking yesterday and ran into my truck and then got me to roll down my window and said hi to me? It's Toby Mac.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You honked at him?
No, he almost ran into my truck because he was walking and texting at the gym,
funny.
And then he's like, hey. And then I rolled down my window and I'm like, hey, man, I'm a huge fan. He's like, I know you. And I'm like, I don't think you do. Tell me back.
He's just saying that so you don't get pissed. He's like just totally. Making you feel good.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't know who I am. Okay, here's my bone to pick.
Okay.
Ah.
What?
Deciding if I should self-censor. Okay, someone else go first.
Dude, I think it's the worst. I got to start writing these down because I think of them all the time.
Yep.
No, don't. Go on, just, yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't personally define the outworking of revival as someone screaming at people on the streets.
That's fair.
Yeah,
agreed.
But it bugs me that is somehow getting called revival.
Right.
That's like, I remember in Toronto, you'd see those people. Remember going downtown Toronto?
Dundas.
Screaming at people?
Yeah. Manic Street Preachers.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know. That just rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, same. I suppose the Apostle Paul would say, whether in
Christ is preached.
Yeah. Whether in whatever pretense Christ is preached. Yeah. But yeah.
But so still do it.
No, not still do it. Just like when people are doing it in a way that you're like, oh, this isn't helping. Paul the Apostle will go, actually, it may be helping in
Dr.
some
Brashears
ways.
Dr. Brashears had a funny story about this because me, him, and Brody went to lunch the other day, and he said that he was teaching apologetics at, it was either Western or Biola when he was there. And he was talking about the same gripe, and he was saying how spiritual formation and evangelism doesn't come through angry street preaching. And he mentioned somebody who was doing street preaching or something like that. And after class, a student came up to him and said, just so you're clear, I know the guy you're talking about. And that's how I got saved.
There you go.
So, that's a tough one then. But I guess it's not for me to judge. I just bother me.
But like, do you need to yell though?
I don't know.
Do you need to be screaming at people?
Right. Like talk to people. Have a
little like booth set up.
Yeah.
With some signs. Pick it for Christ. But do you need to scream?
Yeah. And maybe that's what gets me. It's like, you wouldn't scream in any other situation when you're trying to communicate something that matters. Would you?
The way that they would say it is, if you're like trying to get people out of the water because there's a shark.
You got to save them.
You scream at them. And so they're like, we're trying to save people from there's a shark in the water and it's the devil. And you got to scream at them. That's how the early Pentecostal, I read all their journals. That's how they do it.
Mm. You read all their journals?
Yeah, all their journals.
Mm. Up to what year?
I read 1910 to 1932.
How are your footnotes? Well,
then you definitely missed the heart of the movement in 1906. If you didn't read the Apostolic Faith, your orientation's off.
Dang.
You got 4 years of reading.
Go back and redo that reception history.
Chris, you got a bone to pick?
All right, so I have to be careful with this one because
I could pick a bone for you.
All right, pick it. Help me.
Chris needs to buy a house because it's just getting old living with people and just wiping people's butts. There's a lot of young dudes around here, and I hope they can hear me.
When we first started, for context, it was me and Everett rooming together here at HQ.
But you... And Everett, you would complain sometimes about Everett.
No. I mean, no, I never...
But Everett not as much as it's happening
Everett
now.
Everett was a great... Everett
I think we were... I don't think we ever had issues.
No, never a single issue ever. Never, not a single issue. Me and Everett were great roommates, but now that
I don't think anything ever got to the point where Chris or I with each other ever had to be like, Everett was dude, you got to stop doing this.
Everett was to himself. I'm to myself. Everett was on this corner. I was on that corner.
In the night, dude.
Ships in the night. When me and Everett were in Palm Desert.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
When me and Everett were in Palm Desert, Everett did his thing outside. I did my thing in my office at night, and then it was ships in the night.
We would cross probably once a day, and we catch up for about 15 minutes. Yeah. And other than that,
how's this? How's that? Good. Everett's spot was on the table outside in Palm Desert.
Who took out the garbage?
I usually took out the garbage. Yeah, but I like taking out the garbage because it's like, I don't know, I'm always doing like computer work. It gets me outside, it's fresh air, whatever. But that's not the case anymore. After Everett left, we had some other people come in.
So what's the tea?
Well, I'm getting ready to buy a house. I'm in the process of looking.
Yeah.
Okay. And Lisa's going to be up here. So Francis, let's just say, wasn't...
Francis
wasn't
moved
Everett.
Out.
He moved out, but he wasn't Everett.
Somebody else's problem now.
Yeah, he's somebody else's problem. He wasn't the worst, but there are others who have come who are not Everett.
Wow, that's nice. Mm.
But that's not my bone to pick. Okay, so I have to be careful with this one.
Don't we all?
Because I have friends that might think I'm talking about them, and I'm not. But it makes me wonder, when somebody has dogs, what's the protocol when they have company with those dogs? Because the last thing to me is when I show up to a house and the dog just starts just ransacking control. You or dogs jumping on you. It doesn't matter how small or how big they are. I'm of the conviction that nobody is going to like your dogs as much as you like your dogs.
Agreed.
That is true.
You know what I mean? So, and you've warmed up to that dog. You know that dog. And so
I don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what's the policy? And here's the thing. I do like dogs.
I don't like dogs.
I like dogs sometimes when they're sweet and they're nice. But the dog is just, there's a line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I would like to think that if I had dogs and somebody was coming over, I might put them outside or put them in another room.
Yeah, I would do that.
But doesn't seem to be the case.
But I'll never own a dog.
But maybe that's just making too many demands. Maybe the person's like, well, then don't come to my house. Fine.
Dogs. I love dogs, by the way.
You do?
Yeah, I love them. I'm not a... I don't have a dog. I don't own a dog because dogs are an insane responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like lock that thing up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like put it in the garage.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like if it's rambunctious, that's the thing. Is like
more like if you have
if the responsibility of owning a dog is training a dog,
make it a good dog.
Yeah,
right. So if you have not trained a dog, or you don't have, you know what I mean, and your dog is pouncing on people, licking people, all this weird stuff,
it's sniffing like, people.
Yeah, totally. It's like, dude. Sort your like,
and then the response is, "Oh, Sparky, don't do. Oh, my dog. Oh, he just likes you, Sparky." You're like, yeah, I don't want. I didn't come here to get, you know.
But people act with their dogs the same way they act with their kids, and they like do all that stuff, and then they'll talk to you and be like, "Oh, my dog is so well trained. It's so well behaved. Like it's the best dog ever." I'm like, no, it's not.
Totally. No.
But people do the same like with their kids, right? Mm. Like. Kids like screaming bloody murder, and they're like, "Oh, they're just so creative."
Totally. Like they're so creative.
Yeah, it's like totally. My mom and my sister are literally the same parent. It's hilarious. My brother and myself and my sister would destroy my mom because my mom threatens.
No follow through.
Threatens. Never follows through. So we would just destroy her. My dad, mom, when he's around. It's like my dad never threatens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's discipline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom. Discipline. Boom. Grounded. You know what I mean? Just like, oh. So it was like, it was two completely different experiences depending on what parent was there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's true with a dog, with kids, all that stuff. You are ultimately responsible for your kids. You know what I mean?
And I have what we've done though, like for example, with kids, like we will generally have families over that have kids. And if it's a couple that we're going out with and they don't have kids, we'll get the kids watched and we'll go do a couple thing.
Totally.
Right.
And so that's sort of like the dog thing. Not everyone's a dog person, so don't assume.
Sure.
Yeah.
Especially
that I'm okay with how your dog is.
All right, I have one more bone to pick. I have to get this off my chest.
Yeah.
I don't want to live the next podcast with this one. Okay.
No, get it off. Yeah.
So I was on Alaskan Air. We flew in, landed in SeaTac Airport. Okay. Get off the plane and they brought the tarmac off. They put the tarmac onto the plane. And I was in 1D, so the lady's like, she comes up to the door and she's like, "I'm gonna lead you through customs," because I was in Canada. It's like, okay. She starts leading me and the rest of the plane, me at the front of the line, through the thing you put up, the jet bridge.
Yep.
And she doesn't know what door to go through to get into the airport, to get into the actual airport, because there's like three doors. So she has a gigantic line of people behind her who are being probably nicer than they had to have been to her. And she doesn't know which door it is. So she opens up one door and it leads off the jet bridge. You'd fall off the thing.
Oh my God.
So she's sitting there like, "I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do." And she's wearing Taylor Swift boots because this is right after they won, all the way up to her knees. Yeah. And she's holding in her hand a Starbucks frap with a whipped cream on it.
Right.
Just drinking it. "I don't know what to do. Let me see if I can call somebody." And the whole time we're just sitting there. People have connections. People got to get through this. And she just doesn't know what to do. And literally, like, she just keeps making calls, and people are just kind of standing there blinking. And to me, I rudely said to her, "This is your first day." And she's like, "I was like, how is this your first day?" She's like, "No." was like, how come you don't know what door to use? And she's like, I don't know.
Oh my
And I go, so they don't train you guys here?
Chris. And,
good for you.
Yeah. And
good
she, for so you, they don't Chris. Train you guys here?
You're and a jerk.
But I said it was like made it even more tense. Like, they don't train you guys here? I go, you know, this is a fire hazard, right? If you don't know how to get out of here and there's a fire.
Chris's anxiety is starting to flare
yeah.
up.
Yeah. And like she, I just don't know. And then like she goes, oh, my manager wants me to FaceTime her. So they're working through this on FaceTime and the manager doesn't know.
Oh my God.
And then finally she guesses it's door number two, figures out a way to open it. And it's the airport. So we're walking through and I walk past her. I said, can you do me a favor? And she's like, yeah. And I said, enjoy your mocha.
Oh my God. You are an asshole.
That's so
and
good.
The point, what bothers me is this is clearly an individual who's in charge of people and directing people who does not know what they're doing.
Right.
And that is severely problematic. Here's the thing. If you're in a position where you're dealing with heavy equipment, a jet bridge, and you're leading people through corridors, you shouldn't have in your hand a frap.
Right.
It's true.
You should not, on a train job, you're not drinking your Starbucks. Honestly, there's no mercy when it comes to like the airlines, the airline industry, or just the people industry. Yeah. You know, and it's just like the frap communicated to me. I don't care. Yeah. Comfort. I'm into my drink. And that gets to my point here.
Or you're disturbing me.
You're disturbing me. And that's exactly it. When you go to a place of business today and you're giving them your business and they treat you like you're disturbing them and you get a poor service or a poor product. That to me is so prevalent today. And so it's so like, true. So today if people are building businesses. If you can give people value, which includes good customer service and a good product for their money, you're going to win.
Yeah.
Okay. This is good.
Well, again, that's why I've stopped. That's why I've stopped tipping. My plumb line now is that if I'm at a place, if you at some point will come to me and ask me if I need anything, I'll tip you.
Yeah.
So even if it's takeout, but I know that you're going to come around and grab my plate, ask me if I need another drink, whatever, I'll tip you. But if I'm literally just going to a counter and picking something up, even if you're making it,
tell me I'm tipping you.
No, you didn't like, so, you like, didn't honest? Provide me. Yeah. Like you didn't provide you didn't me service. With a service.
Right.
If they ask you why you didn't tip, I can't wait for someone to ask me, I don't tip. Because the next response is going to be like, I'll tip when you give me a discount.
When you give me a discount?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if you're tipping, if I go to like Subway and they ask me, how come you never tip? I'm going to say, how come you never give me a discount?
You don't tip at Subway.
Yeah. They ask you all the time.
Oh,
everywhere.
My.
I'm tired of the tip culture.
Yeah. I felt so bad though, because I went to this one place and I was just like, I'm just grabbing a sandwich and I'm going to pick it up at the pickup window.
Yeah.
So I didn't tip. So I go to enter zero, but I mistyped and I accidentally tipped the guy 10 cents.
Listen.
I was like, dang, that's way worse. That's a slap in the face.
I'm going to sound like my dad here, but my dad has a lot of wisdom and my dad was very successful. And this is first job I had, Silver Dury, I made $3.85 an hour making ice cream cones for a whole summer. Next job I had was Lifetime Fitness. I made $7 an hour cleaning the grout out of, showers.
Lifetime worms.
Okay. Yep. Next job I had, Champ Sports, working all summer in retail. And I was a waiter in college, worked my way all the way through college. And never did I expect tips until I became a waiter. And even then, if I did a bad job, and there were some tables I did a bad job on, okay, I didn't get tipped. And that's just the name of the game. But you know something? There were some tables I'd work my tail off and still get a bad tip. And then there are some tables, they just were generous. But it taught me like, you got to earn everything that you get. And you have to have a high work ethic. It doesn't help people to give them $3 because they just went like this and handed you a coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude, we
what are they going to expect 10 years from now?
Our family business growing up was service. It was the fruit stands. And we got tips all the time. Like people would give us tips because of how good our service was. Like
the service.
Like real money.
Yeah.
Like, oh, here's $2. Like I have to.
Yeah.
But that, like we gave really good service and people like appreciated that.
Yeah.
But we most often didn't get tips though. You know what I'm saying? Like, tips were not standard.
You don't
yet.
Expect it.
Yeah.
You didn't expect it. And it's almost like we're supposed to subsidize what the company should be giving to them in the first place.
Right. Right.
That's a good point. I'm an over tipper.
Good.
I tip way too much money. Always. And I realize
where it belongs.
I realize that I'm dead serious. Like I tip between 20 and 30% almost everywhere I go. And I realized that there's a couple reasons why I do it. Number one, because I want to be generous to people. Mm-hmm. Number two, because I want people to remember me. Number three, I don't want to be embarrassed. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I will do it because I don't want to be embarrassed.
Out of compulsion.
No, it's fear. I'm afraid of what somebody who I'm never going to see again is going to think of me. Mm. That's not a good reason to tip. So the reason why I should tip is if I go to a restaurant and it's like my favorite restaurant.
Right.
And they do it right.
You should tip. Exactly. So when I go into Coolagino, people know what I look like because I tip way more than everybody else there. You know what I mean? So, and if you feel like it's getting reciprocated, you're building a relationship with that place that you go into all the time. They start to pay attention to you. They start to take care of you. That's a good place to sow. Do you know what I mean? Where you're, right. It's reciprocated. But if it's not reciprocated, if nobody knows who I am, people don't recognize me, people don't remember me, people don't talk well of me, and I'm tipping, then my tips are in vain, right? Okay. Because remember the reason to tip. You always remember the guy who tipped you well.
And the guy who tipped you bad.
And the guy who tipped you bad. And that's the point. You're supposed to. But now people don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like the whole point, as a return customer, the reason why you'd tip good at a, for example, if somebody takes me out to dinner at my favorite place and I know all the staff and that person's paying, I'm a bit nervous because I hope
they tip and represent me well.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, it kind of feels like it's getting to the point where it's like it doesn't matter anymore because nobody cares.
It's
been squashed.
And I agree with everything you're saying. In addition to that, if I go to a restaurant and I see like the waitress or the waiter on their phone, just hanging out, not keeping up with the refills, not doing this, not doing that. Well, to me, I'm only just if I tip what they deserve, and that's not going to be 20%. It bothers me, and then it bothers me that this is what troubles me, is that when they give to you the iPad, cause sometimes they have you pay by iPad now at the table, and they'll bring it to you, and they ask for the tip. Even if they were slacking off, it might say 25%, 30%, 40%.
Yeah.
And then, like, they start you off at higher than 20%.
Yeah.
And then if you don't want to do that, you have to put in a manual tip, and the button's really small. And I'm like, it's trapping people.
Yeah. This is a new segment of ours. It's going to be called Just the Tip.
This is one of my one of my frustrations with Barstool Sports is that they always get this. So, for example, in their red flag, you know, is person who yells at wait staff. You know, it's like they always take the side of the wait staff. Mm. And the problem is that wait staff are horrible now.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's like
in the existence of OnlyFans and COVID, we lost our service industry.
Totally. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so what's happened is you go to a place and that server who's in college, they I wouldn't say it's 9 times out of 10, but I'd say probably about 6 times out of 10, you get somebody who just has a terrible attitude, doesn't want to be there, and doesn't remember anything. You know what I mean? Like, regularly, I almost always don't get... Dude, the other day, I was at a restaurant in Miami. I ordered food. The food never came, and they charged me for it.
Whoa.
And I just didn't... I couldn't even care. Yeah, so I just paid for the meal, and I just left. I just couldn't be bothered. But the point is, it's like... That is a regular occurrence for me. Hey, can I get a glass of water? 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
Hey... Can I have to remind them, hey, do you mind if I get a glass of water? You know what I mean? Like 5 minutes later. So it's like, that's regular for me.
So if you say something,
yeah, then you're the bad guy now.
Yeah.
I always say, there's a guy at the airport. If you park your car in lot B or lot C, I always do lot B. He comes and picks you up on the bus. Okay. The little bus that takes you from the parking mm-hmm. to the airport. This guy is the nicest dude in the world. He picks you up, like, hey man, good to see you again. Oh, how's it going? He's nice, he's helpful, he talks. But you know what I love him? You're not even supposed to give him tips, and I'll tip him. You know why that is? Because he loves his job and he's happy to be there.
And he makes your day better.
And he makes my day better. Totally. And so you know what? It's like, I remember him. Like one morning I was down and out. He's like, where are you from, man? I'm like, I'm from Detroit. He's like, oh, the line. Like, he starts finding things of interest that he can take interest in. Yeah. And then he'll pick you up. He remembers who you are. Late at night, he's there. He doesn't hate his job.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is probably not a super high paying job. Those are the type of people I'm like, reward.
Gold. Absolutely.
Those people that give you bad stuff, punish. And you know what? Tough. You don't like it?
capitalism, baby.
That's totally. How it works.
Yeah. I'm totally with you. I feel like it's like the hospitality part of it. And that's why I'm with you. Like when I go to Colchino, I ask for Lee
yeah.
every time. Yeah, he's the and as soon
tall
as
guy.
I walk,
yeah, tall agent,
big dude. As soon as I walk in, he remembers me.
Yep.
And first thing he goes, "Do you like Amaro?" I go, "Yeah, I like Amaro." He's like, "Okay, well, if you're interested, I've been working on these three cocktails that I'm entering into a competition. Would you like to try any of them?" Dang. I'm like, "Yes, great." That's hospitality. He's coming to your table every 10 minutes, and Lee gets a fat tip.
Yeah,
and he likes me, and I like him because I treat him well.
Yep,
I take care of him. He takes care of me.
Right,
but the barista at Honest or the sandwich artist at Subway isn't in the hospitality business.
Totally, right. No, they're not.
You don't deserve it. You don't.
Actually, there is a good guy, Sayer at Honest. I really like. He's really cool, and he wants to know my name. And
well, there you go. Give him a tip.
By the way, Honest Coffee is the slowest coffee joint I've ever been to in my entire life. Love them. Like, hey, glad that you're there, but you are so slow. You are shocking.
I pre-ordered a coffee at Honest and it still took 45 minutes. Pre-ordered on my way to be like, maybe it'll only take 10 minutes once I get there. 45 minutes.
People in Franklin love how slow.
Yeah, they want to keep Franklin slow.
We should start a new segment called Over Under.
Dude.
And talk about something and say if it's overrated or underrated.
All right.
That's keep Franklin slow.
Franklin. Yeah. Franklin, overrated, underrated.
Yeah.
Underrated. Yeah. Still.
Highbrow underrated. Coffee is the same. Highbrow coffee is so slow.
Too small.
It's way too small.
Wait, Everett.
So food in Franklin is massively overrated.
Oh, I agree.
The food in Franklin, in my opinion, mostly sucks.
It's true. No,
there's two good. There's three. There's three places that I'm like, I will go there in Franklin. Base di Amare, which is a Colchino restaurant.
Yep.
Colchino and Perry's.
Perry's.
Yeah, Perry's is pretty good. Actually.
Perry's is good.
Yeah, it is. In Cool Springs. Bishop's.
Bishop's. I love
Bishop's.
I
love Bishop's.
The guy working there is the nicest
West
dude.
West Coast Taco.
By the way, the Waffle House on Murfreesboro, they're angels.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Have you guys met the guy who works at Bishop's and manages it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's a nice guy.
So nice. There's a guy.
He deserves tips. I tip at Bishop's.
Yep.
There's a guy who is running a good business. You know, hardworking. Yeah. Good to see you, man. And
hey, did you know that the original one is in Old Hickory towards Nashville, and it's called Bee something? And then Hattie B's is also an offshoot of Bishop's.
All right, this is what I want
to
know.
That was actually my bone to pick I was going to get to.
What is it?
That they put Hattie B's in the factory.
Why?
Because
they have one in the airport now.
Not that good. It's like, I think it's like this chain tourist attraction that's massively overrated and it's not local. And I feel like it's just attracting the wrong clientele to the factory.
Okay.
But I feel like you want to keep the factory to Franklin locals. And it's just like attracting all these people from everywhere else to be like, oh, well, they have Hattie B's. Franklin. It's like, dude,
it's actually fair.
Like, that's the best you can do for fried chicken. I think you can
Okay, so
I've never had Hattie B's.
The one more I want to get your brain on. Puckett's. Over or under?
Overrated.
Oh, God. The food's bad.
It's true.
Yeah.
The food is bad.
10 years ago, Puckett's was amazing. In Leaper's Fork.
Yeah, Puckett's has gone down.
Yeah.
Yeah, food at Puckett's is bad.
Sadly. It is really bad.
But I will say, Franklin doesn't have a ton of restaurants, but the restaurant scene in Nashville is actually pretty dope. I think it's one of the better cities in America, to be honest.
Downtown Franklin's funny because there's times where I'm like, man, I live in Franklin. I should go downtown. And then I walk downtown, I'm like, what store do I go into?
I disagree with you. I love Franklin, and we're moving to Spring Hill, and I'm like mourning. I'm mourning.
Yeah, I get it.
No.
Downtown Franklin.
But there's no stores to go into.
It's true.
Yeah,
I go to
restaurants. I never go to stores. I hate shopping.
Yeah, no, you missed my point. I love going to downtown Franklin, but when I get down there, I remember again, where do I go in?
Right.
It's true. Dude. Yeah. I'm telling
you, there's only so many candles you can buy.
Yeah. If you're a shopper.
Yeah, then, candles for $40.
The bookstore is cool, but it's small, and I'm in there 10 minutes, and then I'm like, okay, I guess I'm leaving now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like Galleria Mall. Yeah. Like you go to Galleria Mall, man, what is this?
The Galleria Mall.
It's so ghetto.
The Galleria Mall is like, how is this in Franklin?
And so I lost my only reason to go there. The chair massage guys. This is good.
Are they gone?
No. They did a massage for me and Tiff. And I gave it was a bad massage.
Yeah.
He had to poop during the massage.
Are you serious?
And he was coughing on me.
Oh, oh my
God. I gave him a bad tip and he said, no, I want more tip.
Are you serious?
Yes.
They say that.
And I'm like, no. And he's like, more tip. And I'm like,
nope.
No.
And
Tiff was embarrassed. And I'm like,
that's bold to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like.
I gave him a $10 tip on like a $100 massage.
Yeah. Well, if it's a bad massage, then tough rocks.
He pooped during my thing.
Yeah, what an idiot.
That's crazy.
Dude. Galleria Mall, it's like...
So now I can't go there for any reason.
Galleria Mall is going to... It's obviously going to go under. Nobody's making
you
money.
Know that, you
I
know
want to turn it into a
if
school.
If you go into a mall and they have a Belk's, stay away.
Belk's?
I've never been into Belk's. I've never been into a Belk's before.
What is it?
You tell me. I went to Belk's. I couldn't even figure out how to get into it for the longest time. And I needed a sweater for something. So I was like...
You're going to Belk's?
So you got
to
go down. And I went in there. Just go in. Next time you're there, just go in.
The only thing that was good at that Galleria Mall is Grogan Jewelers, where I got Danielle's engagement ring, and they crushed it. But they're not dependent on the mall. They could be anywhere.
Right. The only store that's making any money at that place is Apple. Because there's no way that any of those stores are making money.
No.
Yeah.
It's a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
It's going to be gone. It's absolutely on the rocks. I can't imagine that they charge anything for the retail space, but it's really sad because Westfield should buy it and then make it amazing. Have you ever seen a Westfield mall?
We had one in Palm Springs.
Yes.
The Palm Desert,
Yeah, the Westfield malls are... Okay, so
was that in El Paseo?
You know what?
In Australia, dude, if you go to a mall in Australia, the first floor is all groceries and it's all fresh fish, fresh steaks, grocery stores, liquor stores, first floor, right? Second floor... smaller stores massage and
electronics
getting your hair done whatever and then nicer stores nicer retail really nice retail like third floor is Gucci and whatever then the fourth floor is all entertainment it's killer restaurants killer and movie theaters
gotcha
right and so you can literally get everything. You can do your shopping. You can go get a massage. You can get your hair done. Go see a movie and eat at a 5-star restaurant. Exactly. It's and Australians go hard at malls. There's no malls that aren't getting absolutely crushed every day by Australians because they know how to make these malls. Our malls in America suck. Nobody wants to go to them. You want to know why? Because there's nothing worth buying there.
Totally.
Amazon killed that too.
Yeah.
You know what mall is terrible? Strikes out is Mall Green Hill.
Green Hill?
Yes, you take Hillsborough all the way down.
Oh, yeah. Green
that
Hill.
They don't have a food court at it. How do you have a mall and not a food court?
They have a Shake Shack.
But that's the thing is food, you can't see. Americans think when they think of malls, they think of food court. And food courts, half of a food court's typically garbage.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's what I eat.
Exactly.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So what you need is not just a food court.
It's restaurants.
You need an amazing, amazing dining experience.
And a marketplace type thing. Places.
Yeah.
They had, when I was in.
Which is funny you say that because Green Hills actually has a good place to eat.
They do the North Italia.
No, they have the RH, they have the Restoration Hardware.
North Italia is not a good place to eat.
It's not? I haven't eaten there yet.
I haven't tried it.
It's not Eataly. Do you know what I mean? Don't we have an Eataly at the Galleria?
Yeah. The one from New York?
Yes.
Yeah. Why that? That's an experience, too.
That's what I'm saying. So why wouldn't we have the most... it's Franklin, Tennessee. Everybody's moving here. Why wouldn't we have the most insane mall with the best food ever? Because people are dumb.
Do you guys like the new airport upgrades they've made?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like Terminal
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Voodoo Donuts. Right? Voodoo Donuts.
Kitty Hawk.
Yep. Kitty Hawk.
Yeah. BNA's good. I like BNA, dude.
Yep.
It's always quick, too.
I gotta fly.
All right. Okay, boys. Love y'all.